It's Thursday, January 23, 2025.
From Texas to Florida, the South is snowed in, and the situation is dangerous.
Unprecedented blizzard warning and record snowstorm shuts down the South.
We have seen the wind really push this fire as it exploded in just a matter of hours.
New wildfire and evacuations in L.A. County as Donald Trump spews delusional lies about California. Plus, last year, the U.S. saw 27 different billion-dollar weather and climate disasters.
All of that disastrous news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yeah, we had a little fire out here. I don't know if you heard about that. Local story. For all the people who sent me a text, stay safe. Thank you so much, because I was about to run right toward the flames. And then I saw your text and didn't. That was very helpful.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I thought the fires out here in Los Angeles were all but over, but before we get there... Snowstorms in Florida and New Orleans?
Yes, it is surprising. At least 9 people have died from a massive snowstorm wreaking havoc on parts of the southeast this week that dumped record snowfall in weird places that are not equipped for snow, including the first ever blizzard warning for coastal Louisiana. Hundreds of thousands without power, widespread transportation disruptions, a record-shattering 10 inches of snow in New Orleans, 9 inches of snow in Florida. That's nearly double the previous state record.
10 inches of snow in New Orleans.
Yep. And there is a climate component. UCLA climate scientist Dr. Daniel Swain explained on social media that big snowstorms require not just cold air, but also ample moisture provided by unusually warm ocean waters. That's thanks to man-made climate change. In Los Angeles County, extreme drought, 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and extremely low humidity sparked another major fire this week. The Hughes Fire in the northern part of L.A. County exploded in just hours, burning at a rate of 23 football fields a minute. 50,000 people evacuated. The Hughes Fire is one of 6 major fires burning in Southern California, in part due to a record rain deficit. No rain since May. A new study in the journal Nature finds that man-made climate change is contributing to weather whiplash in the Los Angeles region, periods of torrential rains followed by extremely dry tinderbox conditions.
I am feeling it.
On Tuesday, new President Donald Trump issued an executive order for California directing federal agencies to override the state's recently negotiated water allocation rules, which have widespread support among cities, tribes, Central Valley agriculture groups, and commercial fisheries. Experts say Trump's new order will have zero effect on water supplies in Los Angeles. But on Tuesday, Trump repeated his bizarre opinions about California's water.
Los Angeles has massive amounts of water available to it. All they have to do is turn the valve. And that's the valve coming back from and down from the Pacific Northwest. Millions of gallons of water, and they turned it off. It's off now.
Oh, the Pacific Northwest valve.
But there is no valve, no spigot, as California Governor Gavin Newsom has been trying to explain for months.
We have no spigot that we can go and move as he keeps. I think he actually believes it.
Yeah.
Because I've been hearing this for 6 or 7 years.
I think he actually does believe it because, as you say, he's delusional.
The L.A. fires and the southeastern blizzard are the first billion-dollar disasters of 2025. Those are weather disasters costing at least $1 billion in damages. Last year, according to NOAA, the U.S. saw 27 individual billion-dollar weather and climate disasters that killed nearly 600 Americans. Last year's tally was second only to 2023.
And when we say billion-dollar disasters, that means at least $1 billion.
Yes, total cost of those 27 disasters last year was $183 billion, the fourth highest price tag on record.
But we can't afford to do anything about climate change.
But there is a bright spot. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the oil industry's appeal of a lawsuit filed by the city of Honolulu that aims to hold 15 major oil and gas companies liable for millions of dollars in damage linked to climate change caused by the burning of the oil industry's product. The denial is a major win for communities working to hold big oil accountable for decades of deception about climate science, and the ruling could pave the way for other lawsuits filed by local governments and states against polluters to go forward in court.
When the bright spot is the U.S. Supreme Court, you know we are in 2025. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't you think it's weird?